Welcome back to Marion County Midday Magazine. It's now time for Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Samantha Smith. Our guest today is Steve Edwards, head of the Marion County Conservation Department, and we're here to talk about the Marion County Park renovation project. Steve, thanks for taking some time out to talk with me today.
Well, thanks for having me, Samantha.
Now, first of all, what kind of renovations are being completed at the Marion County Park?
Well, here about 4 years or so ago, the conservation staff started taking a good hard look at the campground at Marion County Park and talking about and formulating a plan on what types of improvements were needed to make the camping experience more enjoyable for people. You know, over the years, camping has really changed. It used to be that you would see, mainly tents and pop-up campers in the park. You kind of remember the roughing it stage. Now, you see mainly 30-foot pull-behind trailers, fifth wheels, and large motor homes. And, you know, and with that change over to units, they come with a lot more amenities now, comes a greater demand on space needed to park these units, as well as demands on electricity, water, sewer. Basically, everything needs to get bigger. Currently, you know, we've got about 154 electric sites at the park. Now, that makes it one of the largest public campgrounds in the state. But unfortunately, the camping sites are so close together that on a busy weekend or holiday, only about 120 of these sites can actually be used. Since after other campers get their units set up and their vehicles parked, they inadvertently block access to the other camping sites.
Sure.
So, you know, it became very clear very fast to staff that the biggest obstacle we faced was trying to maximize the space that we could have and still provide the greatest number of camping sites. And in order to do that, we needed to come up with an overall master plan on how the entire campground needed to be laid out for development. Well, here's a couple of things the staff had to take into consideration. How many sites do you want, and will they fit into the space that you have? You know, how much space between the sites? Can people get their awnings out? Are they level? People don't want to have to jack their trailers up too much to get them level. So, you know, do you put full camper hookups with electric, water, and sewer, or do you just provide electricity? What type of landscaping are you going to do around each site? You know, and last but not least, how many sites do you need to keep your current camping revenue at least to the same level that you currently generate? Now, these are all things that we wrestled with as a staff while we were trying to come up with an overall design plan. And the other critical piece of the puzzle was that the Conservation Board needed to be able to phase in these developments over, a 3 or 4 year period based on our funding levels and weather conditions. Because typically, a major campground renovation project such as this usually starts, say, the middle of September and runs till the end of November or whenever the weather stops us. You know, during the summer months, the campgrounds are just so busy that you're not able to start a major project.
Sure.
So last fall, shortly after Labor Day, I believe, staff closed off a section of the southern portion of the campground, and this included about 29 sites to start phase one. And to begin with, it was like a campground fire sale. Everything had to go. So staff removed all the picnic tables, fire grills, and pulled all the existing electrical pedestal boxes. You know, we basically needed a clean slate to start with. So phase one also required that we remove a 25-year-old wooden shelter house to make room for some of these additional camping sites. Most likely, we will rebuild a shelter house somewhere near the campground, probably this summer, maybe this fall. Just kind of depends on funding. But our objective for phase one is to reduce the number of camping sites from the current 29 to 23. And by doing this, we'll be able to put 40 feet between each one of the camping sites. Where currently, we're lucky if we can get 15 to 20 sites, so they're pretty tight. You know, and each camping site will also be considerably larger. Most of these sites are going to run between 60 and 70 feet long, and they're going to average about 18 feet wide, and all of these are going to have a rock surface. By providing these larger sites, campers will now be able to park their extra vehicles on their campsite and not have to worry about parking on the grass when we have a lot of rain or we have really wet conditions.
Sure.
You know, and all of these sites are going to come with electric pedestals that will provide 50, 30, and 20-amp electric service, as well as individual water hydrants that are built right into the electric pedestal. Currently, our campsites at the parks only have 30-amp electric service, and basically you're just parking on the grass. So as a time frame, we anticipate phase one to be completed by May 1st of this year. So we're on schedule right now, barring weather conditions, we should meet that May 1st deadline. Phase two will begin this fall, probably again shortly after Labor Day. Staff will go in and close the remaining southern half of the campground and again remove all the tables and grills and electric boxes. And phase two will be reducing 57 existing campsites down to 36. We'll be using the same type of a camping pad layout regarding the size and site surfacing as in phase one, but the majority of these pads will also include sewer, so that'll make them full service hookups. We're also looking at surfacing five or six of these new sites, ones which are relatively close to our shower restroom facility there at the park, and using concrete as its surfacing. This will allow folks that might have some type of a physical mobility impairment better access to the facility and at the same time meet the campground requirements for the Americans with Disabilities Act or the ADA. Phase two, right now we're contemplating that the completion will be May 1st, May 15th, somewhere right in there, of 2012. Phase three, as we go on, will encompass the remaining 67 campsites on the north side of the park. Now, these will be reduced down to 40 sites, and we anticipate all of these sites to be full-service sites. We're going to start that phase hopefully just after Labor Day of 2012 and complete that by May of 2013. Now, once all three of these phases are completed, another noticeable difference that I think people are going to see when they drive into the campground is that there's no electrical wiring overhead anymore. We're going to bury all that electrical wiring. So that should help make the campground look a lot cleaner, more open, and it's really important to us when it comes to landscaping because now we no longer have to worry about planting trees and how they're going to grow into existing power lines and causes problems. So again, we get kind of a clean slate on the landscaping end of it.
Sure.
So for kind of a quick recap here, when all three phases of that project are complete, we'll have taken about 154 pretty average electric campsites and transformed those into 100 really nice and roomy sites with upgraded utilities and either rock padding or concrete padding. And this will complete the majority of the existing campground. Now, we also have a phase four, and we have some preliminary plans for that. Our original intent or our target number that we wanted to hit was 120 camping sites available in the campground after the renovation project was completed. But due to the way the area laid out and the size of the camping pads and whatnot, we only were able to develop 100. So phase four is going to be the development of a 20-site group camping area just south of the main road coming into the park. Now, staff hasn't had time to completely put together a design for this area as of yet, but what we anticipate is that each one of these sites, at a minimum, would have a 50-amp electric service and water. And if at all possible, we would try to add sewer as well. That'll depend on the elevation grades that we have and if we can get to our lift stations or not. So we anticipate that we will start work on that phase sometime fall of maybe 2013 and finish in the spring of 2014. This would bring our total campsites up to our original 120 sites. So as you can see, Samantha, we're going to be busy here for the next few years.
Definitely, and it sounds like quite the project. Now, what does something like this cost?
We're estimating that the total cost of the project, when all four phases are complete, will be in that $240,000 to $250,000 range. And as I mentioned before, the County Park Campground is one of the largest in the state. It's also one of the largest revenue producers in the state. Currently, that campground generates anywhere from $85,000 to $90,000 a year. And we would anticipate that that figure would increase based on these new sites. So we feel as a conservation board that this will be a great investment for our park system, Knoxville, Pella, and all of Marion County and South Central Iowa.
Sure, and where are the upfront costs coming from as you guys, work on the project?
The majority of the costs are generated through our budget and a reserve account. A lot of that money comes from fees that are generated through the park and tax dollars.
Sure. And as you guys, you mentioned that you're going to add additional sites once you upgrade the current ones on Phase 4. Do you anticipate any sort of occupancy issues up until you guys get to that point?
No, that's another thing that we've had to deal with as far as laying out the campsites and timing, is we do take reservations for sites, and we take those roughly, 9 months in advance. So we had to make sure that whatever development projects we do doesn't interfere with the people that already have reservations for the campgrounds.
Sure. Is there anything else you would like to add about the project?
Well, I guess one thing I'd like to add is that just wanted to let everybody know that the county parks and the campgrounds will all open this year for the recreational season on April 1st, Friday, April 1st, so a couple weeks out. And we invite everybody to come out and enjoy the parks.
Very cool. I'm glad that spring's finally here, and I hope it's a good camping season for everyone.
Well, appreciate that.
Great. Thanks, Steve, and thanks for chatting with me today.
Thanks for having me.
Today's Let's Talk Knoxville is available on demand at KNIA, KRLS.com. Stay tuned for today's Let's Talk Pella next on KNIA, KRLS.